UNRWA USA is an independent organization with no direct links to the UN agency of the same name. The organization said the civil suit should be dismissed due to lack of evidence. Plaintiffs argue that UNRWA USA aided and abetted the October 7th attacks by providing funding to UNRWA, which provides humanitarian assistance to Palestinian refugees. The plaintiffs say some UNRWA employees have links to Hamas members or are members of the group themselves. Diala Shamas is a senior staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, which is representing UNRWA USA. She said the lawsuit was completely baseless. She said accusations of support for terrorism have been used historically to silence Palestinian voices, whether through lawsuits or through other threats.
So this is a really, you know, unfortunately, loosely thrown around accusation. It's effective in silencing because nobody wants to be accused of support for terrorism. And also, we have really draconian laws in the United States.
Israel has accused 12 UNRWA employees of participating in the October 7th attacks, though an independent review commissioned by the UN found that Israel has yet to provide evidence supporting these claims. However, the UN Office of Internal Investigative Services is still conducting its investigation. After the accusation was made, a number of states suspended their funding for UNRWA. Shamas said that this is a part of a much longer history of attacks aimed at defunding the agency. She said that even though the lawsuit is legally meritless, it ensures that money and resources are used towards legal defense rather than towards humanitarian aid.
The problem with these lawsuits is that even when they're legally meritless, they still take time and resources to defend, right? They still distract the organization and its supporters from the important work that they're doing of supporting the UN agency that is currently the only lifeline to Palestinians in Gaza.
In February, the Center for Constitutional Rights put out a report demonstrating how the U.S. government has used anti-terrorism law to target the Palestinian movement and to stigmatize Palestinians as terrorists dating back to the 60s. Shamas said that UNRWA USA's legal team is confident the lawsuit will be dismissed. For KPFA News, I'm Abby Tasquier.